Bear Podcast
339. Airplane mode.
Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray, and this is episode 339.
Yes, and this is a podcast that we do every week. Ray and I, just a couple of guys, talking to you, listener. Just having fun, and some serious stuff, some fun stuff that we do. And that's what we pretty much do.
And tonight we're recording after Glee, so it's kind of Nelly stuff. So.
It is kind of Nelly. Well, it's very gay, especially Kurt's number. I remember watching... Victoria.
Oh yeah.
With
Miss Julie Andrews.
Julie Andrews. It's I like Victoria. I want to watch it again. And there's a football player there, right? Alex.
Yes, the hot little blonde guy that we were kind of hoping was going to be gay, but instead he fell in love with Quinn.
Okay, you're talking about the Glee. Yeah, that's right. The guy in was it Sam? Is Sam? His name is Sam. Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty cool. I think two gay guys would be interesting there, but
I think eventually they'll find Kurt a boyfriend.
Yeah, most probably. Yeah, most probably. So yeah, this is episode 339, and Ray and I are here in Houston, and we had a busy weekend. I would say it's busy. It was busy for me. How was it busy for you, Ray?
Actually, no, it's kind of slow this weekend. Sit around the house. Didn't do too much.
Just did you do your video editing?
No.
No, you still haven't done that.
I haven't done anything. I've been super. I just can't get into the mood to do it, and I've tried to. I got started. I brought everything up and started working on it for about 10 minutes the other week, and then I just got frustrated and walked away. I don't know what's up. I got a video block. Who thought that you'd get video blocked doing porn?
Yeah, of all people, that's.
I need I need a new muse.
You need a muse. You need some. You need someone to post for you, huh?
Yeah.
Or you need to go to another city again. No, you tried, right? That's the sudden decadence. But
but you know, that's okay. It'll happen. It's got to happen soon because we're getting ready to update, launch the new website and everything. So it's got to get done soon because it's going to be the first posting on the relaunch. So I got to get it done. I got to get focused.
Focus, Ray. You have to do your porn. Anyway, so we might have listeners here right now that are who are young. So we welcome
underage.
Those
who are underage. Do not encourage them to go into a porn site until they're at least 18 years
old. You have to be 18 years old.
Now, if you're downloading it off BitTorrents, I ain't got a thing I can do about that. But stay off my site because I don't want to try to pump that.
If you want to know the site, just email.
If you're checking me out on XTube, don't contact me because I don't want your mom and daddy coming after me. Unless you're 17.
No X-Tube here. But anyway, okay, so how about some weekend updates, Ray? Ray, so like you said, you just stayed home, right? Actually, Mike was here last weekend. Oh, the whole weekend until – because he's got Columbus Day off and he –
It's good to have a government job.
Sorry? Say again?
It's good to have a government job when holidays off.
Pretty much, yeah. So he's got off today off and yesterday and today off. So we're recording this on a Tuesday, on the 12th, and it's a good weekend with Mike. It's been fun. Well, Mike and I went to Austin, not for Austin City Limits. I know many people out there, many of my friends went to Austin City Limits, and everybody on Facebook I've been reading about the been posting pictures about the ACL, but we didn't go there for Austin City Limits, but we met up with a friend of ours, and we just visited there and watched football. We went all the way to Austin just to watch football, yeah. And we had to do it at this restaurant called Bikinis. It's like a Hooters, but instead of Hooters, it's Bikinis. And people were wondering why go to a straight bar like that. Well, OSU and the Indiana game versus Indiana was on, so that's where the OSU.
So I drove to Austin to look at a football game.
Yep. Mm-hmm. We went there to watch a football game. And that's it. And then we went back. We drove back. We drove around the campus. It's interesting to see the whole place again. And the Capitol was being renovated somewhat. There's so much wood around it, and not too good to look at right now. But it was a good drive. It was a good getaway. So Mike and I just spent an afternoon practically there in Austin. And we went back, yeah. So, and then Monday, wait, fast forward Sunday. Sunday is softball day.
Softball all day, yeah.
It's just softball for me. That's pretty much it. And I feel sore right now. I feel sore right now because I've played four games, so which is fun. Okay, so yesterday, last night, actually Columbus Day, actually October 10th. It's Wayne's birthday, October 10th, so happy birthday, 10, right?
10,
Wayne.
10,
10, 10.
It's Wayne turn.
10, yes, 10 in binary means 42 in decimal, so that's the answer to life.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm the answer to life right now. It's going to be fading here pretty soon, but mm-hmm. I said I guess I won't know the answer to life anymore.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's Wayne's birthday. We celebrated yesterday.
Yesterday.
And, so happy birthday again, Wayne.
Wayne.
I guess he's so happy with this with his cakeware.
Where? That's right. Well, it came in his William Sonoma bag, so what more could you say?
Yeah, it was funny. He was taking more pictures of the Sonoma bag than the cake tray, whatever.
Yeah. Well, you missed out on a good conversation before that, and I should tell you about it off air because I can't say anything on air because people would get their feelings hurt. But we were having a good conversation about that
earlier. Oh, really? Okay.
Yes.
Tell me about it off the air later. Okay. So
sorry, can't share.
Okay, let's move on. So we watched Glee. It was fun. It was good. Not as good as last week's, though.
Last week's was a tearjerker. I think everybody I talked to was like crying last week. Mm-hmm. They admitted that, you know, like I shed a tear over that. And I was like so depressed. And by the end of that show and up and crying myself, I was just like, oh my God, Kurt's dead.
I know. It's really sad. And it's really very touching. But today, it's not, well.
Today's show is a total reversal. Today was all about happy and fun and light and perky and
yeah,
still blonde-haired boys with blue eyes and big lips.
Mm-hmm. The whole theme today is all about duets, so that's what they all did. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and if y'all haven't seen Glee yet, this is we should have said spoiler alert beforehand, but Artie lost his virginity.
Oh, that's right. The guy in the wheelchair.
Yep. So.
So.
Like, go Artie.
Go Artie.
And the best deal was the fight between the Asian couple.
Oh, yeah. What does everything have to be Asian?
I had a chicken feet salad.
I don't think there's any. Okay, that's. I think they made that up. I mean, I haven't. Okay.
I go to dim sum, some chicken feet show up somehow.
That's true, but that's our friend Palima ordering it, eating it. But it being a salad, chicken feet salad, I've never seen any. I wouldn't eat it. No.
I just thought it was funny when she starts about, we go to dim sum all the time with your mother. That's not a date.
Yeah, it's funny. And then we have to go to Asian couples counseling. Why does it have to be Asian?
Asian couples.
That is so cute.
It's very funny.
Yep.
And if y'all don't have Asian friends, I guess being in Houston and meeting all the Asian group that I know, it's all very funny. It's an inside joke to me, I guess.
Yeah, that's true. So next week is going to be exciting because...
Rocky Horror Picture Show. Yay!
That's the theme.
I think we need to have a party for that. This is going to be the Halloween show.
Oh, my God. You're right. We should do something Tuesday next week.
That's right.
Totally.
Yeah. Tour.
And Sam, the blonde kid, is so Rocky.
Rocky, yes.
Oh, my
and
God.
I want to see him in a pair of little yellow trunks. But I think it's funny that they're doing that as a school production because, you know... I don't think anywhere else in the U.S. you could do Rocky Horror Picture Show because it's too sexual, too sexually suggestive.
That's true. That is true.
I mean, when I was in high school, which was, I know, 25 years ago, we did Godspell and it was controversial.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly because a black guy was cast as Jesus. I think that had more problems than it being a religious show being done in high school. So,
oh, really?
Yeah.
I remember in college when I went to... University of the Philippines to watch a play or a musical. It was a local production of Rocky Horror Picture Show. Before I saw the TV, the movie, before I, with Tim Curry and I saw it on a production by high school students, college students. So
yeah,
I was intrigued.
Well, see, when I was in high school, I got into it because I used to play it late night at the movie theaters in Augusta, and we always had a little group that went over there and watched it and performed. I mean, I don't think I ever dressed up though. I think we did the rice and the water guns and the lighters and everything else.
Yeah. I experienced it here in Houston at the River Oaks. They did that. You have to pay $10 to get one of those kits, which contains
everything,
toilet paper and rice and everything that you were talking about. Yeah. Which is cool. Yeah. So watch out for Glee. We are Glee geeks. We are gleeks.
That's right.
Yes. Ray and I are gleeks. All right, moving on. We have a message. We have a couple of messages, actually. One is from Minneapolis, from Randy, our friend Randy from Minneapolis. He says here, on the last episode with Wolf Tees, with Dustin, he said here, good job, Nardin Ray, on the interview with Wolf Tees, Club Cub, / Club Cub. I don't have much to say about the incident, per se, but I don't want to clog up Facebook with a bunch of crap I learned about the fund development and nonprofit organization. I know what you mean, Randy. I know what you mean. That happens to lots of organizations. Okay, so he's asking us, Ray, are you involved with Project Asher as well? Are we, Ray?
We said we're going to take the camera with us and record our videos tomorrow.
Yeah, we're planning to do that. And he says here, I did a couple of things related to the Justin Aberg suicide here in Minneapolis. So there's also a suicide in Minneapolis.
Yeah. There was three of them. And if you look at the cover of People magazine this week, it's talking about those three teens being murdered.
Oh, shit.
Or not murdered, but killing themselves. It wasn't.
Oh, murder. Okay.
about the suicide of young gay teens and about bullying and all that kind of stuff. So.
Yeah. Okay, so to continue, you said there that they will be doing a vigil. Well, actually, they did it probably last weekend with a few other big men on Thursday, last Thursday, I guess, in evening in Minneapolis. We need to just keep our stories active and do what we can to be positive beacons for our youth. Yes, thank you, Randy, for the message, and that's true. That's something that Ray and I are going to work on. We're going to probably, you know, participate in this Project Trevor, the Trevor Project and Project Asher, and, you know, tell our stories. That's why Ray and I would like to tell some stories about, we talked about this, Ray, earlier, right? About coming out. What do you think, Ray?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay, but, we'll get to it in a minute. But first, we're going to play a voice message from our friend Lewis from Houston.
Hey, this is Lewis. I've wrote to you guys several times on the show. Wow, this is just so surreal right now, me sending you guys a voice message. Anyway, I'm calling in response to the whole letter to the group I told you about, and when I heard your podcast, I was so surprised. I mean, I didn't expect... When I first made the group, I wasn't expecting much. And I didn't really realize how much of an impact I was making. I mean,
yes, you are making an impact.
You guys made the podcast. I immediately had to send it. I immediately had to show it to the group, and everybody was ecstatic. And the group, well, it's not really official, but we can keep going. And we got the okay from the principal. But, I mean, it's amazing, really. And I'm glad I'm making a difference here, and I'm glad that even if not many people do realize that their lives are changing and it's getting better, I'm glad I made a difference. I'm glad that things are getting better, and, well, there's no words to describe it. Well, anyways, thanks for everything, both of you, and, I hope to write to you guys again. I'll probably write to you guys back on November 15th.
Okay.
I'm just so happy right now. thanks.
For y'all to know, Lewis wrote into us last week. He wrote into us about being gay first, about a month ago, a little over a month ago. And since then, he started a Gay Straight Alliance at his high school. He came out from being in the closet, scared to do anything, and starting a gay straight alliance at his high school and getting it off the ground. So if you need some info of that, go listen to last episode. I think it was 338 where he sent us the email, or 337 where he was. Do you remember which one it was?
I have to look.
So I think it was. It was last week's episode, 338, when we were talking about Asher Brown and stuff. He started Gay Straight Alliance at his school, and he's doing very well at it. So you go from teens commit suicide by bullying because they're gay to teens that are gay and coming out and standing up and making change. So
that's right.
You get the downer and the upper. So it's good to have uppers more than downers. So.
And a message to Lewis and your group. Yes, good luck to your group. Keep it up. Yes, and get the message going. And that's awesome.
And Lewis, if y'all need help or support or any information or stuff that y'all need to do, contact the Montrose Counseling Center. They have the Hatch program, which is for gay and lesbian teenagers from, I think it goes from like age 12 to 20, mm-hmm. That you can be a part of that. So they have a lot of resources too that y'all can use in the school. And I think they even come out to the schools and help you set stuff up and navigate through the channels and whatever you need to help you out with it. So you can also contact them. They're a great group of people down there too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure they have a teacher with them who is very gay. He too is gay and very ecstatic about helping out their group, the Gay Straight Alliance where Lewis is. And maybe we can have him contact the Montrose Counseling Center. You're right, Ray. So good luck to you.
And if you ever need anything from us, Lewis, give us a call.
Yes. Email us again or here's a voice message. Sing a song, maybe. All right. So one more thing. There is something that I got a message through Facebook, actually. It's Girlware. I saw it. I think Shannon posted it online, and I kind of followed up on it. And I sent the guy an email, and we have an exchanging emails, and he just wanted us to mention Girlware, GRRRware.com. Actually, it's a newly launched shirt website, and they're now offering t-shirts, which is for the Trevor Project. So it's Bears Against Bullies shirt as a fundraiser for the trevorproject.org. So t-shirts are ranges from 15 to 17 bucks, 15 to 16 bucks if you different sizes, and
100% of the proceeds go to the Trevor Project. And the t-shirts are available until October 31st. So go order them here soon.
Yeah, I already ordered mine. So
I'll get paid Friday, so I'll have to order mine then. So
yeah, okay. So go to Girlware. I'll put the links on the website for your perusal so you can check it out. And go to thetrevorproject.org also. So to check out what they're up to. Videos that people are posting and stuff. And Kurt from Glee has a big video there too. So he's also promoting the Trevor Project.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it's very good. Everybody's getting aware. And also Ryan. Did you see Ryan from Canada? Ryan is from the Chaser Show. He's joined us before. And he posted a video also. And, you know, it gets better. It gets better series for the Trevor Project and everything. And there's lots of info about the coming out. He had a story about his coming out and how he coped with his coming out. So good for Ryan. He's now posting videos. So, which comes to our topic, Ray, about coming out stories, Ray. So how did you come out, Ray? How was your coming out story?
It took a very long time. Mm-hmm. It was over a period of years, I guess. I knew I was gay early on. I didn't exactly know what it was. I knew I was different. Of course, when I hit teenage years, I was a horn dog, and I was pretty much attracted to anything that moved. So if it sat still long enough and would asphyxiate on me, I was horny for it.
Oh my God.
And then as I got older, I realized, you know what? I'm not really that into girls. They're okay. They're good to go hang out with and stuff, but I don't think I want to date them. And then, you know, kind of fooled around with somebody through high school, you know, sexually. And then I went to college, kind of went back in the closet, come out of the closet, went back in the closet, was just all freaked out. And then I didn't do anything until I was 26 years old. And I sat there myself. I said, this has got to stop. I'm gay. There's, you know, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. So I'd moved back home at that point. I told my mom. She didn't believe me. She thought I was joking. And then I just came out and I started being honest about it. You know, if I never went out and told anybody I was gay, you know, attention's like, hey, I'm Ray, I'm gay.
it rhymes.
Oh, no. I'm Ray, I'm gay. Let's do it in the butt today. I never did anything like that, but I was kind of open about it, which is where most of my flack from my family came about, because I didn't hide it like most gay people in my small town did, or they wouldn't flaunt it. And I didn't really flaunt it. I was just, it's a part of me and I'm not hiding it. And that's eventually why when the chance came to move to Houston 12 years ago, I moved here, because I felt like I could have a better life here than there, and I could be a little bit more open about who I was. So that's kind of my story. I mean, you know, it was no, you know, anything major or anything like that. You know, I did all the typical stuff in high school that high school boys did. I was in the FFA. I showed cows. I did all kind of stuff. But I was also in the drama group.
Gifted
and talented drama program. Sing and I can't dance, but I'm part lesbian because I can build sets and paint and come up with stuff. So, you know, I got put on stage because, you know, I was one of the few guys in the group and they had to have extra men on stage. So I actually had to learn lines and shit, but I enjoyed more the building sets and doing all that kind of stuff more than anything, and lighting design and all that part. So, did that, you know, so.
Wow.
So it's kind of funny. It was kind of weird because I was president of the FFA one year and I was also doing drama at the same time. So I was going back and forth between the two, and it was just kind of, you know, back then I didn't think anything of it. I was like happy because I was doing these things and got involved with stuff, and then come back to look at it, I'm like, I don't know how many gays were president of their FFA.
You just reminded me, when I was in high school like that, and I could see these guys at the Glee Club in my school, and I wanted to be in it. Oh my God, how do you get in? How do I join? So yeah, that's, I guess I had the gay gene. I mean, yeah, I realized that I there's a gay in me, I guess. Is it really gay to join a Glee Club?
I don't think so.
Not always, right?
No.
It just so happens that
a majority of the people in there are gay.
Many people are gay. So, okay, so that's your story. Mine, my coming out story is kind of different. Oh, well, how about the realization of being gay first? I decided to be gay. I broke up with my girlfriend.
So it was a choice for you.
It was a choice. I didn't know. I don't know what I wanted to do. I wasn't sure if I was gay. I was, I think, dating two guys even, and I had a girlfriend. And it came to a point. Overall,
oh, so you were being a man whore.
Yeah, something like that. And I wasn't sure what I'm up to, and I just couldn't.
So you had one in the paint, two in the stank.
Yes, that's right. I was confused. I just didn't know what to do. And during a game of Magic the Gathering, my girlfriend.
Oh God.
Okay. My girlfriend.
I just had a geek moment. Sorry.
Sorry. I'm a geek. I was playing cards. These are, you know, collectible cards. Magic the Gathering. I was playing it, and my girlfriend called, and she was in Singapore, actually, at that time. And I broke up with her. It's really sad. It's really bad. It's really bad. But
you broke up with your girlfriend over the phone?
Over the phone, yes. Because,
oh, my God, you typical straight male, you.
I do. Well, no. how do I explain this? But, yeah, it's more like I'm coming into terms with myself that I really need to move on with my sexuality, that I just couldn't be straight. I just couldn't. And it just so happened it was a phone call. And I was playing Magic the Gathering, and that's when it happens. That's when it happened. So, am I an asshole to do that? Doing it over the phone. Well, she was out of the country. What can I do?
Wait till she gets back and say, I like dick. Sorry.
Oh, okay. I should have done that anyway. Now, that's the realization. And that from that time on, I'm gay. I'm gay all the way. Now, I wasn't really flaunting it or anything. But there was a time when my sister called. And this was 2004? December 2004. Remember now. I got a call from my sister. She called 3 or 4 times. I didn't answer the few times because I can just talk to her after this dinner that I'm having with a friend. Then she called again. Okay, fine. It looks like it's an emergency. So I called. I answered. Yes, what's up? What's going on? Is this an emergency? No, but she asked me, are you aware of this group called Houston Area Bears? And then, oh my God, she found me on Houston Area Bears website. So that's what she did. She was looking at the pictures and everything. And oh, guys going full pool parties and beach parties and stuff like that. People having fun. And then she looked at the About Us page. That's when she saw that it's a gay group. And that's when she kept asking me, so how long has this been going on? Okay, sister, it's been going on for so long.
Where you been, sister? Girl, please. Actually, I think we talked about this on the show when it happened, didn't we?
Yeah, yeah. Actually, yeah, it's back in 2005. I did mention this 2005. What I'm telling now is the accidental discovery for my sister. My actual coming out was 2005 when I talked to my mom about the mustache thing, you know. Yeah, so that's when I came out to my mom.
Well, explain everybody about the mustache thing, because...
Okay, so I came out to my mom. I told her. It was after watching a movie there in Pennsylvania. And my mom and I were there visiting my sister, and we were talking. And I asked, I told my mom, okay, we have to have a family meeting. So and that's when I told my mom, Mom, I am gay. Straight up like that. So, and then she asked me, I asked her, what do you have any reactions, any positive reactions or anything you have to say? And then that's when she pointed at my mustache saying, how could you be gay? You have this. You have a mustache. So that's when I kind of laughed inside, but it's something that I still find funny whenever I talk to friends. But that's how I came out to my mom, and then I came out to my sister when I went to the Philippines. I told her that I'm gay, and I'm with my partner Mike, and she just said, "Oh, okay, I understand, okay," and she was very accepting. My sisters are all accepting, so we're all good. And it felt better. I've really felt a lot better about coming out. And I think this coming weekend, when I see my friends from high school, we're going to have a reunion this coming weekend.
Are you going to meet up with the guy you bullied?
No, I didn't. No, he's not going to be there. He's not. He changed schools after that, so I didn't see him anymore. But I'll be there, and if they ask, I don't know. Maybe I'll tell them, really, that I'm partnered. I'm happily partnered. That I'm not straight. I'm very gay. What can I say?
So where are y'all doing this? Are y'all meeting here in the States?
Yeah. It's actually a reunion because many people are from Toronto, from Vancouver, some are from California. And so we kind of converged in the middle somewhere in Chicago, so that's okay. Where we're gonna it's gonna be a reunion, and I'm gonna show them that, you know, gays play basketball too, so we're gonna play basketball.
Saturday morning. You can show them Asian men can jump and swish. Yep. At the same time.
Yeah, well, we're all Asian men anyway. Yes, we can jump. Asian men can jump.
Mm-hmm. Hi, I'm Chris Colfer. In the last couple weeks, a number of LGBT youth have tragically taken their own lives due to some ugly circumstances of their environments. If you or anyone you know are also having a rough time, it is vital that you know that there are people out there who care and can help. I know what it's like to be bullied and teased every single day, And I know that it may seem like there is no chance of happiness left, but I promise you there is a world full of acceptance and love just waiting for you to find it. So please, before you take a drastic action that could be your last, call the Trevor Project. Know that you have friends, you are loved, and that you are not alone. And know that despite such a current challenging time, there's so much to look forward to. And I look forward to sharing it with you. I promise it gets so much better. Thank you.
I'd go for a sci-fi.
Or are we done with talking about coming out stories?
Oh, yes, we're done. Do you have any more additional stories about
it? No, I just, if anybody has an interesting coming out story, send it to us.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Leave us a voicemail at 206-222-2327. Just leave us a voicemail. Try to keep it short. We don't need an hour-long diatribe of how you came out, but make it short and sweet.
I will edit you.
Like, you know, my mom walked in on me and my best friend going at it in my bedroom, and we were full-on nude and going at it, so there's no – and she freaked out and had me sent to Catholic school for years. And you know,
wow.
You know, whatever happened. So
whatever happens, anything funny or anything even sad, it's okay. Yeah. Tell us a story. It would be nice to hear from you through email, show@bearpodcast.com, or voicemail like what Red said.
Okay. For all of you geeks out there, here's a big announcement. Princess Leia did cocaine on the Empire set.
Wait, are you talking about Carrie Fisher?
Carrie Fisher.
Carrie Fisher did drugs at the which set?
On the Empire Strikes Back set.
Wait, she was wearing our coveralls, right? Because it's very cold. Was it at Hoth? Which set?
So, Star Wars actress Carrie Fisher admitted Monday taking cocaine on the set of The Empire Strikes Back, saying she didn't even like the drug, but was intent on getting high. Princess Leia actress, now 53. Oh my God, she's 53 years old. I didn't realize, it's kind of fun how people grow old on here. Said her life had been defined by addiction, with stints in psychiatric hospitals and rehab clinics, even the emergency room with an overdose. And if for any of y'all that don't know, if any of y'all ever seen, I think it's Postcards from the Edge, is the story of her and her mom, Debbie Reynolds's, together, about their life together and what they went back with her being an addict and stuff. And it's based on that. So I have to research that more. There's more to it, but I think that's what it is. So and here's what she said. We did cocaine on the set of Empire in the Ice Planet, Fisher told Australian Newswire AAP, referring to the setting of the second film in the original Star Wars trilogy. I don't even like coke that much. It was just a case of getting on whatever train I needed to take to get that high, she said while visiting Sydney for a wishful drinking stand-up comedy show. Carrie Fisher's doing comedy, by the way, now. Now a writer and comedian, Fisher turned as Princess Leia in the 1977 to 1983 Star Wars saga was by far her most famous role.
Especially
this,
Jedi.
This is the kicker now. This is the kicker. The Blues Brother co-star John Belushi warned her that she had a problem prior to his own death from drug overdose in 1982, and Fisher said she ultimately came to realize how dangerous her habits were. Slowly I realized I was doing a bit more drugs than other people and losing my choice in the matter, she said. If I'd been addicted to booze, I'd be dead now, because you just go out and get it. Mm-hmm. And it tells that Fisher was born to Hollywood. Her mother was Debbie Reynolds, and her father was veteran crooner Eddie Fisher, who died last month. But when she was two, he divorced Debbie Reynolds to be married to Elizabeth Taylor.
Oh, okay.
Y'all that don't remember
Elizabeth
that.
Taylor.
The former star says she did not blame her broken family or the pressures of celebrity for her addiction. It has always been my responsibility, she said. And if it was Hollywood to blame, we'd all be dope addicts. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was pretty interesting that she talked about that. And for us sci-fi geeks that are, you know, big on.
And she's 52 now. It's not like she's not doing anything anymore, right, Princess Leia?
She's got a comedy act that she's doing. She's traveling around with. That's why she was in Australia for this.
I bet it's all about Jedi jokes, don't you think? I imagine. I would imagine.
But you still gotta remember, to my generation, her in that slave girl outfit.
Yeah.
On the Return of the Jedi is still the most hottest thing. It was like the 70s Farrah Fawcett, mm-hmm, in the red swimsuit, one-piece swimsuit. That was the 80s sex symbol thing there.
Slave girl.
I mean, they still write about it in TV shows. I mean, even in Friends, they had Courtney Cox dress up in the outfit.
Oh, really?
what's his name?
Must be a nice Halloween costume.
Yeah. So. Mm-hmm. So they still do it. So I just thought that was funny that when I saw that come through, that a friend of mine sent me that. So
that is interesting. Okay, this is kind of a sexual, guys, but if you're below 18,
yes, if you're below 18, don't listen anymore, because we're going to talk about oral and anal sex, and you don't need to know about that yet. Okay. Because you shouldn't be doing it until you're old enough to handle it.
That's right. Or, yeah,
and
that's
practice
true.
Sex.
Practice safe sex. Okay, according to a new national study, experimental, I'm doing quotes there, experimental sex is more prevalent among Americans today than it was in 1994. So the article's title is actually Oral and Anal Sex Are Becoming More Popular. Okay. The Center for Sexual Health Promotion at Indiana University surveyed 5,865 people between age 14. That's so young. Age 14 and 94. Wow, 94. On their sexual activities. The questions you used were similar to a 1994 sex study conducted by the University of Chicago. Compared to the figures from 1994 survey, it was discovered that more men and women are engaging in oral sex with each other. And a significantly greater amount of heterosexual anal sex is going on in 2010. So these days, 40% of women between the ages of 20 and 45 have engaged in anal sex. Woo, anal sex. Also notable, the Indiana researchers found 41 different ways people have sex with each other. 41 different ways. I only know a few, right? So they also revealed that 85% of men claim they gave their partner an orgasm during their latest sexual event. Whereas only 64% of women said they achieved orgasm during their most recent sexual encounter. The discrepancy in the last factoid is why findings on self-reported sex surveys need to be digested with a bit of skepticism.
Yeah, because men are always about, I did it, I rocked your boat, yeah. And she's like, there, oh baby, you rocked my boat. Two different things.
So. But yeah, it's interesting if people are having straight couples, because I've only seen it in porn. Fine, I've seen it only in porn. Guys having anal sex with women, but I guess it's becoming very popular now. They don't want.
Well, I don't know, but I remember reading something at one time, and I don't know. Maybe this was a couple years ago, that teen anal sex was on the rise because girls were actually saving their virginity for somebody that they really wanted to have who they wanted to give it to, but they were letting the guys do them up the butt because they wanted to have sex, and it was safer, and they couldn't get pregnant.
That's right. So women do it so they could have sex. All right. So okay, they're saving their hymens for a special someone.
Someone. Yeah.
So they would rather be done in the ass.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Nice. Well, I guess it is. Well, I guess it is. You prevent pregnancy that way. Yeah, that's true. But of course, they should be careful. You know, they should still be wearing.
Yeah. How many pregnant teenagers do you see out there?
Oh, how many?
Lots.
Yeah, there's a lot.
In fact, we were talking at lunch today, and one of the guys that we were having lunch with was talking about the fact that the popular trend now is trendy to be pregnant in high school.
Really? Are you serious?
Like, I don't know where you got that from. And I was like, well, my mom always told everybody, as soon as my sister had her first period, she was putting the pill in her cereal every morning.
Oh, wow.
She said she wasn't taking any chances. And I was like, you know what? Parents have got to realize, I mean, they're doing it younger. I mean, kids are having sex at 12 and 13 now.
Yep, that's true.
I mean, I was doing it, but I was having semi-sex when I was 12 or 13.
Semi-sex?
Semi-sex. I mean, I was playing around with other guys then.
Like, what kind of semi-sex?
Like, jacking other guys off and stuff. I don't think I had anal sex with a guy until I was like 14.
Oh, okay. God, 14? Really?
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, does that constitute sex? Hand jobs? I'm not sure. But
blowjobs doesn't, according to Bill Clinton.
No, that's right.
That's not sex.
It depends on what the meaning of is. So it's interesting that what you said, Ray, about girls, it's becoming popular. It's an in thing to be pregnant.
That's what I was told. I don't know. I got to do some research on it. Maybe.
But you know. But you know, like a friend of mine. I'm gonna say not say any names, but somebody, a friend of a friend, was telling me she's got children, and they even put condoms in the toilet, right, for the kids to use, just in case they do. Make sure you use it, because the boys are boys. They're just reminding them.
And girls are sluts.
Some girls are. Or boys are sluts too. Yeah. Well,
a friend of somebody's daughter, he said, we sent her away to this church camp. I said, ooh, that's bad. Church camps are always the worst. She met all these boys there. So he found out that she'd snuck out of the house and snuck out of the window of her bedroom and was outside with this boy that she met at church camp that walked 8 miles to come see her. And I was like, well, the kid walked 8 miles. He should at least get to see the girl.
Yeah.
You got to give him props for that. Walking 8 miles to come see your daughter. But I was like, man, you got to talk to your kids today about sex.
Yeah, that's true.
It's just happening too early. And it's better to talk to them about it, whether you're embarrassed or not. And I think people still have that stigmatism about it, that talking to your kids is going to promote it. And I don't think so. I think, the kids need to know that you can die by having sex today. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can get HIV. You can still get other STDs, gonorrhea, syphilis, herpes, all this other stuff that you can get that a shot doesn't always take it away anymore.
Yeah. I just had a conversation today, actually, about that. That he's not feeling well. Oh, I have to. And he goes to the doctor immediately just to have an HIV test. Every time he doesn't feel well, HIV test, HIV test. That's not the only thing that you can get sick from.
What is he doing that he would be getting sick from HIV unless he's doing stuff that's unsafe?
Yeah, that's true. That is true. Maybe he's just too paranoid. I'm not sure. But it's not just HIV you have to worry about. He's got syphilis and lots of stuff.
And there's all kind of other crap out there floating around. So, mm-hmm. just...
Hepatitis. Yeah, it's a lot. So,
and if you're not safe, then be prepared to face the consequences. Because, I can't sit here and preach all the time because I'm not the safest person either. But, going into it, I know I could have sex with this person and I could catch something.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So you just be careful. I mean, if you're monogamous, that'd be great too. So some people are like that too.
Monogamy is overrated.
Monogamy is overrated. Okay. For some people, it is. For some people, well, I've always thought that men by nature are polygamous. But if they try to be monogamous, that'd be good. It's good for them. But for some people, it's not.
Yeah.
They have to be with someone. I mean, with multiple someone.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice. Nice butt. Yeah, sure. So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer? Do you work out a lot? Do you come here often? Woof, what a bear.
Okay,
our scruff, Woof, what a bear, and Chaser this week. I'll do the chaser. How about you do the bear?
All right, go ahead. I don't have the. Did you email me the thing?
It's on our bear podcast.
It's in our notes. Okay, go ahead. Okay, so, go ahead.
That I worked very diligently to put the show together for, to try to do some stuff here. That's there for you.
Sir, yes, sir. Okay.
Okay. Our scruff, Woof, what a bear. Our chaser this week is Boy Muscle. David is a black 41-year-old bear admirer that stands 5'8", weighing in at 205 pounds of muscle. We had the pictures to prove, and that we posted on the show art, that he is nothing but muscle. He is a personal trainer, sports nutrition coach that lives in Wilton Manors, Florida. David is into working out, leather, muscle bears, movies, art, writing, architecture, mountain biking, and vanilla Heath bar ice cream. David is looking for masculine top guys for friends, buds, and playmates. He likes the taller and bigger alpha males who are affectionate, aggressive, and into muscle bottoms. Muscle Boy likes real man-to-man connections. He can be contacted on Scruff under Boy Muscle, and that's B-O-I Muscle, or he can be contacted at Big Muscle Bear /Boy+Muscle.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you did the chaser, I'll do the bear. Okay, we have here Sebastian. He is a 40-year-old bear, white, stands 5'11" and weighs 230 pounds. Typical bear, woof. He lives in Huntsville, Texas. Ooh, he's nearby. and he's with his partner for 14 years, Elmer. Sebastian is an UXO technician. I don't know what that is. If you don't know what that is, then watch the movie Hurt Locker. Oh, really? Okay.
He's the one I told you we need to have on the show.
We need to have him on the show. That'd be great. Oh my God, Hurt Locker. Okay, he is mostly the one of the few gay men in his field. Oh my God, this is so butch. His job requires 100% travel, so he gets around. That doesn't sound good. He gets around. He currently is in Colorado and will be in town for a month, and then he will be off to Martha's Vineyard. When I was talking to him, well, you, Ray?
When I was talking to him, yeah, okay. I wrote this stuff.
When Ray was talking to him and asked if I ever saw him running, should I start running too? Okay. I see what you mean. His reply was, there is no award for second place in his line of work. And if you see him running, then it's probably too late anyway. His hobbies involve shooting sports. He goes to the range whenever he can. He likes a rifle, pistol, shotgun, and archery. Ooh, archery is impressive. Sebastian likes lean, slim, fit, younger guys that are lightly hairy or smooth, especially military types. He enjoys a bit of a rough and tumble play. You can contact Sebastian on Scruff. Keep looking, and he may be in your town in the near future. Thank you. Thank you, Ray, for getting in touch with these guys. Very interesting chaser and bear we got here. Huh? Sebastian and the boy muscle. David, yeah. So I'm interested with this Hurt Locker thing.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, we should have him on the show.
Yeah.
We should ask. We could talk about, general stuff. And because I've seen Hurt Locker, and it's really a scary movie for me. I'm thinking about putting myself in the shoes of the main character. So it's really sad. But I'm sure I guess Sebastian gets into it, really. So
yeah.
He's been doing it for so long. Maybe he's used to it already. I like the comment about. I like your comment about if he runs, he should be running too. Okay, I'll keep that in mind. All right, so I guess.
But that's remember, it. He told me if I'm running, it's usually too late.
Oh, okay. Well, okay, so yeah, just get in touch with him, Ray. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so I can wrap it up, Ray.
Yep.
Okay, so. Thank you, everyone, for listening. If you want to contact us, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com. Or you can email us individually, nard@bearpodcast.com.
Or ray@bearpodcast.com. Or you can give us a call on the voicemail line at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. Give us a call, leave us a voice message, tell us about your coming out stories. Let us know what you think of the show. Any interesting ideas of people we should talk to or interview, let us know.
Mm-hmm. That'd be great. We'll play it in the show if you leave a voice message, like Luis. Luis. Okay.
Luis.
So go to the official website. You can comment there too at bearpodcast.com. Subscribe via iTunes and follow us on MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter. And we have Facebook. Go to Facebook. We have a link on the front page of bearpodcast.com. You can click on that. You can go to the fan page so you can like us. Like bearpodcast.com. We need more fans there. All right. So thank you, everyone, for listening. Hope you guys enjoyed. Many whoops and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.